Okay, Liz, here's some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, multiple systems, delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems, and you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood. NetSuite.com/Hollywood.
I am so excited for our Melrose Place episode this weekend.
I know. Oh, it's literally like my favorite episode of television we've ever done. I love it so much.
I just keep thinking how when we moved here, we would see apartments, and like that was our reference point. We'd be like, oh, it looks like Melrose Place.
I know. With the fountain in the middle. Oh.
Cool.
Now we have a Melrose Place fantasy island. My 5-year-old self and my 21-year-old self are freaking out.
Exactly. All our favorite things in one.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Liz Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner, Sarah.
That's me, Sarah Fain. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about how Violet's first day at a new school impacted the way we're preparing for our possible future.
Then in the mailroom, we'll answer a question related to our motto. It's a fun job and we enjoy it. In this week's Behind the Episode, we'll discuss the Fantasy Island episode Twice in a Lifetime.
Finally, this week's Hollywood hack comes from our good friend and fellow TV writer, Bill Krebs. It's one I cannot wait to use. But first, Sarah, I had a podcast recommendation for our listeners.
And for me, I'm super excited about
and
this
one.
And
for you, yes. So on the podcast, we talked about the book Bad Blood by John Carreyrou, which was about Elizabeth Holmes and the rise and fall of Theranos. And I won't go into all the details because it's a very complicated story, but a lot of our listeners read the book and then listened to podcasts about it, et cetera. So I wanted to let everyone know that the podcast, The Dropout, hosted by Rebecca Jarvis, has started up again, and it's following the trial of Elizabeth Holmes, which just started August 31st.
Yes. So what will I be doing when we're done recording and Violet is at school and I'm unpacking boxes? I will be listening to this podcast. I'm so excited.
Yes. So I thought people might want to check that out because I know a lot of our listeners were interested in that story.
Yes. Okay, Liz, it is time for From the Treadmill Desks Of, where we talk about what's most pressing in our work psyches. And this week, it is expect the worst, prepare for the best.
So, Sarah, I should point out this is the reverse of what people usually say, which is expect the best, prepare for the worst.
Yes. And I was thinking about this week because Violet is starting at a new school. And I was like, I don't think it's going to be super useful for me to expect the best and prepare for the worst. I think I should expect the worst. And then if the best happens, awesome. I'm ready. That'll be great.
I know you had major anxiety about it. So you were really thinking a lot about this situation.
Yes. It's really, I mean, she hasn't been in school since March of 2020. And now she's at a new school. in person, I was like, the entire first day of school, I was about to throw up. Yes. Like, my anxiety was just crazy. But if you expect the worst, then you sort of don't freak out when it happens. You're ready. You know what yes. I mean? And then if the best happens, great. So what we realized as we were talking about this and you were trying to soothe my fears mm-hmm. is that this actually applies to our waiting to find out if Fantasy Island is going to get a second season as well.
Yes, because despite the fact that I did declare on the podcast, I'm on the record saying we're getting season two, the fact is I have no idea if we're getting season two. And I'm, of course, completely anxiety ridden over it. And bringing it up with every person that I encounter in the world. So you and I were caught in this space of we don't want to have any discussions about season two because we feel that we'll jinx it, right? That by discussing right. it, we'll cause it to not happen.
No, it literally feels like every time we talk about season two, we're diminishing our chances of getting a season two.
Yes.
It's like we should just like put it in a closet and pretend it's not there,
yes.
which that is of course not true.
That is our superstitious feeling. But the problem we have with this, which is why we went to prepare for the best, expect the worst, is that if it happens, no doubt it'll be like, okay, season two, now go. You know what right. I mean? And we will be once again behind but when we start. It's just the nature of the beast.
Yes.
And so really, we should be thinking about season two and preparing for right. season two.
We have to expect the worst because, you know, so often the worst happens. And if we're ready, then we won't be utterly crushed. And at the same time, prepare for the best. Yes. So, Liz, how are we preparing?
Okay, so one, I think we mentioned on the podcast, we started a document with fantasy ideas for season two, because that's the first thing that's going to come at us if we get a green light is what are some ideas for fantasies? So we have a running list. Some are just the germ, of an idea, just a few words. Some have a few sentences, but we have an official list.
And then yesterday we had a great call with our casting director, Mark Rettman, who has so many great ideas. And it sort of made some of the stories that we've been talking about come to life. It was like the most fun call.
Yes, because, you know, a big part of Fantasy Island, of course, are the guest stars, because we have different guest stars every week. That's the fun thing about the anthology nature of the show. And so Mark is a big part of conceptualizing different episodes.
And then, of course, we're also thinking about possible freelance writers, because we both have a small staff for the season, and then we work with freelancers on specific episodes. And, I mean, there are so many great people we worked with in the first season. Hopefully, we could get some of them back, but there are also people that we would love to work with in our theoretical season, too. So we're getting our writer ducks in a row.
Yes. And then, Sarah, a constant conversation that's really hard to have when we don't have any specific dates, and yet we constantly have it anyway, is trying to figure out when we need to start working,
right?
Which ideally would be sooner rather than later, a lot sooner rather than later, we're really hoping in a season two to avoid the crunch that we had season one. So Sarah, even though we feel like, okay, we shouldn't prepare, the fact is the day will come when someone says, so why don't we get on the phone and you can tell us what you're thinking about the first episode? And that very likely could happen before an official green light. Usually you pitch something about season two before you actually get season two. So you have to prepare for it. I mean, we prepared for season two of The Fix, ultimately, even though it didn't go.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there will be a creative conversation, and we don't want it to be Monday night and they're like, hey, how about we jump on the phone tomorrow afternoon and talk about season two and we don't have any ideas.
Right. We want to be ready to blow them away, even if we have no prep time. So, this is our prep time.
Yes. So mentally, psychologically, emotionally, I think you're right. The key is not attaching to it. Mm-hmm. We know the statistics. I think over 90% of shows fail the first season. And just, I don't know, thinking of it as an exercise in what? preparedness. It's like you with all of your first aid kits.
Exactly. Yes, we are expecting the worst and preparing for the best. And I would love to hear from our listeners. Are there situations in your lives, either work life or home life, where this is the best approach for you as well? Just to give yourself a little bit of zen in these incessantly challenging times.
Coming up, we have a question related to our motto. It's a fun job and we enjoy it. But first, this break.
Liz, there is nothing I love more than having a delicious meal that I didn't have to cook, which is why I have been getting no prep, no mess meals from Factor. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Last night, I had blackened salmon with broccoli and with cauliflower rice. It was so delicious. It was the perfect dinner.
Head to factormeals.com/HIH50 and use code HIH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code HIH50 at factormeals.com/HIH50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Okay, Sarah, it is time for our mailroom segment in which we answer a listener question. This one comes from Anne. She says, I absolutely love your podcast. Thank you. And have listened to nearly every episode. Can't wait for Fantasy Island to make its way to Ireland. However, I have a question for you both, and it is coming from a place of genuine curiosity. Both of you often mention the stress levels of your work and how big chunks of it, like the music spotting, is necessary but tedious to you. How do you reconcile that with your mantra of it's a fun job and we enjoy it? Well, to me, this is why, Sarah, I mean, it is a job, you know, I mean,
right.
There is no job. Like, even if you're a rock star, you're still doing sound checks. I mean, I just, and riding a bus to a, you know, another city. I just don't think there's any job that's all fun all the time. It's sort of like, how on balance do we feel about this career?
Right. And I also think, well, two things. One of the things we like about our job is that it's really different every day.
Yeah.
It's not just sitting in a writer's room all the time. It's not just doing editing. It's not just being on set. Like, we like the variety of it. And anything that has variety, there are going to be things that you like more than others.
Yes, of course.
But the variety overall is part of what does make it a fun job.
Yeah, and I will say another thing we really like is the people. And even though a certain meeting might be boring, hopefully we like the people we're doing it with. So we can still have jokes and laughs in meetings or activities that we find less interesting than others.
Yeah. And I think also Anne is responding to our overall experience of the first season of Fantasy Island, which has been tougher than other shows we've done. And a big part of that is COVID, and a big part of that is the schedule. Like, usually, to be honest, I don't mind spotting.
Right, right.
Because you're in a room with a bunch of people and you're connecting and you are talking and laughing. Like, everything we're doing now remotely is just so much harder.
Yes.
So much more glitchy, so much less pleasant and personal than it usually is.
Yes.
Like, I usually really enjoy mixes, but now they're just like, oh God, what's good? Can I hear this through my headphones? Can I not? Can I, you know?
Is there a delay? Yeah.
Exactly. So things that are usually parts of the job that we like right now are just, we really are like, oh God, okay, now we have to get through another technologically challenged mix session.
The other thing, Sarah, she mentions the stress. I mean, one thing that I do think you and I have to own up to is that there is a big part of us that we enjoy the stress. You know, I mean, I go back to many years ago, we were in the woods outside of Budapest in the mud shooting a pilot at 3 a.m. And you said, well, I must like this because I keep doing it. And I think the thing is, yes, this was very stressful. But it was also one of our grandest adventures, you know, and you and I are very adventure oriented in our career. Right, and so we don't like the stress, but we also embrace it. And it's sort of part of the big picture of our lives. You know, when I go, I'm talking decades, right. You and I want to have these experiences.
Yes. Violet and I literally just this morning were talking about flying to Hungary when she was a baby and the stopover we had in London. And I was so annoyed with the gate agent, you know, yeah. That was a super stressful, crazy experience being in Hungary for 2 months with a little baby. But it's also fun to be able to say, oh, and remember when we were in Puerto Rico for 4 months when yes. you were eight and you caught an octopus and you did all this cool and went ziplining with Jack. Like that is part of the fun job experience for yes. sure. Even though it was tough.
Yes. But anyway, thank you, Anne, for reminding us that it is a fun job and we do enjoy it.
Yes.
All right, Sarah, it is time for Behind the Episode, in which we discuss this week's episode of Fantasy Island. And this week we had Twice in a Lifetime, which I'll first share the log line. Nisha wants the island to help her decide between marrying her parents' proposed match, Savin, and her longtime boyfriend, Josh. So, Sarah, this was a freelance idea that came to us from Sono Patel, who's a wonderful writer.
Yeah.
Almost all of the episodes, we sort of generated, us and the room, the basic log line. You know, we said, okay, a husband and wife swap bodies. We said, okay, Christine wants to eat and eat and eat. You know, it was generated from us. But in this case, Sono actually came to us with a really fully fleshed out idea for this episode. And we just immediately loved it and only came to love it more as she developed it more and more.
Yeah, it's really hard for someone who is not on a show to really nail a story idea for a particular show. It's just, if you're not in the room yeah. and living it every day, it's hard to kind of fully get it. And I mean, she pitched this and it was just like, oh yeah, that's a yes. Big yes. Yes.
So Sarah, Sono is Indian American and she knows people who have had arranged marriages. And it's not like the way you think of an arranged marriage. I mean, they date, they get to know each other. It's not like you meet at the altar. And so she had this idea about a woman named Nisha who had this boyfriend, American white boyfriend who she went out with for years. And then suddenly her parents have the perfect guy for her to have an arranged marriage with. And she doesn't know which one to choose. And we end up with like a sliding doors fantasy where her life unfolds with both. And Nisha was played by Anuja Joshi, who we should mention stars in The Resident. So if we have The Resident fans out there, she stars in this episode.
Yes. And Andy Favreau plays one of her possible marriage choices. It's fascinating to us because he's Jon Favreau's brother, not Jon Favreau, the actor, Jon Favreau, the speechwriter. Well, who now is
podcast host slash yes. speechwriter.
Yes, he does Pod Save America. He's great. Anyway, so Andy was fantastic.
Yes.
And then the actor who played Savin, whose name is Dhruv Uday Singh, he, like, you know, one of the great things about Kimberly, our assistant, is that she is, like, really knowledgeable about actors. And so his audition came up, and she was like, oh, I know him. I've seen him do improv tons of times. We have mutual friends. He's really great. Usually when that happens, we're like, oh, no. This audition is not going to be great. And then he was so perfect. Yes. I mean, he's really wonderful in the episode.
And Sarah, there's one just behind the scenes story we wanted to tell to give everyone a sense of little production details from this episode.
Yes. At one point in the script, Sono had written that Nisha, just totally sick of constantly having to like hold her hair back while she's, you know, throwing up because she's pregnant, had grabbed scissors and was going to just like chop up all her hair. And then moving forward in the sliding doors of it, she was going to have shorter hair in the Josh scenes and longer hair in the Savin scenes. But production was just like, we don't have time to have a short wig and her hair. We'll never make our days if we're having to change her hair between all of these scenes. So it ends up in the episode being that he just puts her hair in a ponytail.
Yes.
And holds it back. Oh, well. I still think it would have been cool if she had different hair in different timelines, but it's an example of just sometimes things are not possible for very practical reasons.
Yes. No, that's why I love the story, because I could see someone watching it and saying it really would have helped if she had different hair in these different timelines. And we agree, but sometimes you just, you know, you can't do it. Anyway, it's a really fun episode. Definitely please go watch it if you haven't already seen it.
Yeah.
Coming up, this week's Hollywood hack is the perfect gift. But first, this break.
Okay, Liz, it is time for our Hollywood hack. And this one, I have to say, I just love. We were on a work call, and suddenly we started getting texts and emails from our friend Bill Krebs. And I was like, what is going on with Bill? Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then as soon as we got off, we were able to open them, and Bill had sent us a cameo. Genius. Yep. Okay, Liz, this is your special treat, I think, so you should share.
Okay, so for those who don't know, a cameo is a message you get from a celebrity tailored to you that somebody pays for. So you go to cameo.com. They have lists of, I mean, so many celebrities. There's reality stars, there are sitcom stars, there are sports people. I mean, anything you can think of. And for a price, they all have different prices. And for a price, you say, oh, will you please say happy birthday, Sarah? This is my friend. She lives in Ojai. She loves your show, et cetera, et cetera. And then the person makes a message and it gets sent to, you know, the recipient. And so Bill and I both love Below Deck. Now, Sarah, you're not a Bravo TV watcher, but I am. And Bill and I are always emailing about Below Deck. So he sent us a congratulations on Fantasy Island cameo from Chef Kiko from Below Deck 5. And Chef Kiko was this just very sweet Brazilian chef who actually ended up getting fired because he wasn't great, but he was very lovable. And Kiko sent us this awesome message. You were like, who is this?
But it was so sweet. He was just like, congratulations on Fantasy Island. He was like incredibly charming. Listen, Sarah, thank you, know, good luck. And very like chatty and sweet. And it was like the nicest, nicest thing.
Yeah. And what's great, Sarah, is that this is a gift that is a great surprise. It's really fun. It's very personal. And it's good for the environment because it's not like a piece of junk sitting in your closet.
Exactly. Like, I'm looking at Cameo right now, Liz. There are like amazing people on here. Brian Cox, an actor from Succession. Oh, shoot. I shouldn't have said that out loud. I should have just done that for you. Oh, my God. Catherine McPhee, Tommy Chong, Brian Baumgartner from The Office.
I mean,
there are like really fun people. If you have a friend who really loves a certain show or a certain sport, I'm sure you can find someone on here.
And what's great is the prices range. So they range from like $30 to $500, probably more. And I think a lot of the bigger celebrities give the money they get from Cameo to charity.
Yes.
So that's also nice. So it's a way to support people. It's a way, it's just fun. It's whimsy, Sarah. And we love whimsy.
Yes. Yes. And we need whimsy. More whimsy.
So, yes, I was, Sarah, I was perusing The Office people because, you know, my sister loves The Office so much.
Yes.
So I was, oh, I was cool. Looking at The Office section yesterday.
When is Gretchen's birthday?
I know. It's in December. She might get a message. And that's it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. We love to hear from you. Email us or send us a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe if you haven't already.
Thanks to our executive producer, the amazing Chuck Reed. Thanks to everyone at Sancola Sound. You can follow them on Instagram at Sancola Sound. Thanks to everyone at Cadence 13.
And as always, thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project. Check out the other Onward Project podcasts, Happier with Gretchen Rubin, Side Hustle School, and Do the Thing with Whole30's Melissa Urban. Also, check out the newest Onward Project podcast, Everything Happens with Kate Bowler.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at sfain and Liz is at lizcraft. We also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join in on the conversation.
Until next week, I'm Liz Craft.
And I'm Sarah Fain. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. So, Sarah, how was Violet's first day of school after all that?
It was good. I think it was really good. I was prepared for the best, and I think that's how it went. I'm still expecting the worst and preparing for the best. You know what I mean? Like, probably this whole year I'll be doing that. But it was good. Good first day. How about Jack?
Excellent.
From the Onward Project.